Or they got a big house here in San Antonio. Mother, of course, is too old to handle it, so my sister stays there and takes care of it. But he used to stay out there in an old swing, and he'd just tell us everything.
Uh-huh.
He'd never miss out anything. He'd just tell us word by word, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the boy says, well, I want to be like you, Grandpa. I want to smoke a pipe, and I want to live, you know, like you lived and everything. I said, yeah, but you don't have anything like what I had in my days.
Yeah.
He said, but if you want to smoke a pipe here, you can smoke mine. I almost choked to death on it. Those kids were so sick, they wouldn't even smoke. I don't think they'd start smoking until they got out of high school, and then they began to smoke.
Funny.
But
what would you say his occupation was?
He was a retired engineer.
A train engineer?
Uh-huh, train engineer. He run one.
Okay.
And
did your mother ever work?
No, she was a housework. She couldn't afford to work. She had 14 kids.
14?
She had two maids to help out with the kids.
My goodness. Which one were you?
I was very last one.
Is that right? The baby.
The baby.
Yeah. How many boys and how many girls?
Let's see. She had 7 boys and 7 girls, 14 altogether.
Well, that was what you call
and
family?
But I've got there's 2 dads, so that at the time, there was 2. But altogether, there are 2 girls and 2 boys dead.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we have, there's 5 sisters and 4 brothers living now.
Uh-huh.
But they're all scattered.
Yeah.
I only have one brother here, and he lives here on Topeka.
Mm.
But he's retired from Kellyfield. Working there.
Yeah,
he's retired.
On Topeka Street?
Mm-hmm, on Topeka.
And here in San Antonio?
Here in San Antonio.
Yeah. How'd your parents meet? And
Well, I'll tell you how my father met my mother. He was running an engineer. And he got time off where he'd take a bath and clean up. And he didn't, in those days, they didn't have nothing but gambling and women.
Uh-huh.
And he ran into my mother. She was coming out of a store. And she had a maid with her. Like a bodyguard, but a woman, an elder woman. And he ran smack into her. And he wanted to talk to her, but this lady would not let her talk.
What do you call
them? I don't know. My mother was trying to tell me, but it's something like an aunt.
Uh-huh.
But they keep close watch on you. They won't let you talk or nothing. So my daddy, he just, after he bumped into her, he said, love hit him just like that. And so he went and bought him a suit.
Uh-huh.
And he bought it, and they wore those buckle shoes that buckled all the way, and he polished that shoes, and he found out where she lived.
Uh-huh.
Well, my mother was going to college.
Where was this?
In Mexico City.
Uh-huh.
My mother was in college already. She was 15.
Uh-huh. Did she ever graduate from college?
Yes, she did.
In
Mexico.
What,
now, I don't know.
Okay.
But she graduated when, and 15 years old, she graduated from college.
My goodness.
And she learned how to crochet. She did made all her clothes
uh-huh.
by hand. They did not have the machines then.
Let's see how they did it.
And she lived with the nuns because her mother and father were killed.
Oh, what happened to them?
Well, I don't know. She said her mother was killed.
Really?
And her aunt brought her up in a nun's home.
Uh-huh.
And her sister was a teacher, a professor in science.
Uh-huh.
And she brought her up into a nun's home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he found out where she was at and he went up there. And she could not be left alone. She had to have that woman right there next to her.
Yeah.
He couldn't hold her hand. He couldn't kiss her. He couldn't even get near her. She set him in the middle.
That's terrible.
And he said things were different than what they are now.
Uh-huh. I guess so.
He said, you don't blow a horn and let the girl run out. Uh-uh. He said, I had to go to the door, and I had to talk to her uncle, her aunt, before I could talk to your mother.
Mm.
And then they were sitting in the front room.
Mm.